Okay. Started the recording. Well, it's 6:02 on December 22nd, 2022. I'd like to bring the Otter Rock Water District monthly board meeting to order. And we'll have verbal roll call. Hall, Commissioner Hall.
Here.
Commissioner Goldhammer.
Here.
And myself, Commissioner Elliker, I am here. So we do have a quorum. We have public in attendance, the Mullins, the Harts, and a phone number. I don't know who that is. So that's our attendance. We don't have a Highland representative here. But we will proceed anyway. Only thing we have on the consent agenda is our approval of the board summary for November meeting.
All approved.
I second.
Okay. So we will vote. Lisa?
Yes.
I'll vote yes. And Eileen?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes. The other side. Reports and updates. Well, we'll see if Highland gets on here. If not, if they do, we can jump back to that. So we would then go to the treasurer and office report.
Okay, so this is from 12/13. Mm-hmm. And so we'll just go with bank balance as of 11/30/2022. Columbia checking was at $117,368.66. Treasury savings was $83,626.59. Community center is the same at $366.79. The chlorine account has stayed the same at $19,170.46. Total cash in bank is $220,532.50. Current assets as of 11/30/22, $211,461.16. Total credits in November, $10,265.63. Debits in November were $4,533.48. Chlorination account, no activity. Outstanding accounts receivable at the November 30th were the customer balance was $7,961. Credit balance is $8,178.75. And the AR balance was, the total AR balance was negative $8,258.75 on the balance, on the, yeah, okay. And then the payables, the expenses accrued in November waiting for checks was $4,466.97. And one of those I'm holding, and that was the Highland Water. I'm waiting for a phone call back. I reached out to Aaron and Curtis and wanted to get some clarification on some of the work that they had done. And I've yet to hear from them. And then I had to come into Portland, Beth, because I was going to talk to Whitney and see if maybe we could cut a different check to them and just kind of withhold a little bit of what I was questioning. But anyways, that didn't happen because I had to leave. So, and there is your treasury report.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the treasurer's report, or do we have any questions about it?
No.
I don't have any questions about it.
I make a motion to approve the treasurer's report.
Okay, I'll second that. Lisa?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
And I will vote yes, so motion passes. Question on the Highland bill, what all was your question on it? It was?
Well, I think I had sent you a note on it as well, but maybe I didn't CC you on that one, Beth.
I think I saw a little something, but refresh my memory.
Yeah, I sent them pictures of the work that they're doing up at the tank farm to cover the those two holes where the chlorination system is.
Right, the vaults that they're installing.
Yeah, and so they've got two charges on 11-3 that totaled more than $800. And uh-huh. From what I'm seeing up there, nothing has really been done. So I just wanted some clarification on if that $800 included something else that they had done, because it also reflected filling holes. But the other work that they had done in the neighborhood was later in the month. So I just wanted some clarification on if those charges were all for working on those holes, because if it is, Beth, they haven't done anything up there.
Right. And I see, I'm looking at it right now and they've got Matt at 11 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cody at 6 1/4 hours.
Yeah. And then if you look farther down on the invoice, there's charges for when Cody went and bought some bricks and brought some bricks up there. But
yeah, I can see that happened because they're up there. But
right. Yeah. So it's just, I just need some clarification on that. So anyways, and then, there was another slide up there. Obviously, because you saw the pictures of that.
Right.
And, we had Lincoln County show up and put some more riprap up there. And I reached out to them, too. I'm sure I CC'd
yes.
you on that. Yeah. And haven't, Lisa, I don't know if I CC'd you on that.
You did.
Okay. Yeah. And I haven't heard anything from anybody, and I mean, I know it's Christmas, so I'm just gonna, when I get back in town next week, I'm going to kind of poke people a little bit and see if I can't get some answers. So,
right. Well, I noticed they did ditch out the east side of the road there, which should help considerably.
Yes,
because it was obvious they had not done anything to alleviate the problem of the water, rushing over the road and washing out the west side, which it's obviously, I don't know why it wasn't a problem in past years, but it's obviously a problem now. So,
well, I know when we went up there and looked, you're right, they ditched out on the east side of the road.
Uh-huh. Which is where the water's coming from, right?
It's
that natural, drainage area from up above.
Yeah. So I was, I noticed, I think it was yesterday, there was a work sign. So I drove up there, but they were just, it was Lincoln County PUD just cutting trees. So anyways.
Got it.
So.
Well, back to their bill.
No.
What do we want to do about that? The board has to approve it, and we want to wait again. Actually, it's not all that long till our next meeting.
Right. Well, what I would like to do, Beth, is I'd like to get them a check cut for their monthly fee, the $1,400, and I could, and I wouldn't mind if we paid them for the other work that they did, which was the leak on, I think it was on 3rd. I think that's okay.
So just back out everything from 11.3 then, basically.
Yeah, pretty much is what I'm thinking. So
I could go with that.
Okay. And then I can get, actually Whitney's gone. I could take a look at it first thing in the morning and send Whitney a note and see if she's got time to take care of cutting a new check tomorrow. And then we could get it signed and get it out Monday or Tuesday.
That would be good.
Yeah. So I think we'll probably be home Sunday or Monday. So I can get that taken care of. I'll get her a new total. Okay.
Any other question about our bills to be paid? We didn't have a whole lot more than our usual.
No.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we pay our bills, and for the Highland bill, have a reduction for the November 3rd work until we get answers for that.
I second.
Okay. How do you vote, Lisa?
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Eileen?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes. We can pay our bills. Merry Christmas to everyone, huh?
There weren't very many, so.
No, there wasn't. Okay. Any other questions on treasury bills or office? I don't believe we had any other correspondence. Was there any correspondence anybody had they wanted to discuss?
Just that community center that I think we all agreed on, the potluck.
Oh yeah, potluck tomorrow night at the community center. Now I asked Alex if via email if they wanted us to send out a email about that, and he didn't get back to me, so I haven't done that. But it was a community holiday potluck starting at 5 on Friday, and I assume there'll be some music there. So
is he the musician down on First?
Yes.
Oh, shoot. Well, I'm sorry, I'm going to miss that.
Huh. Yeah, the Tailegg family.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So we will go to special order of business. And we will mention that we still have two open board positions, numbers 3 and 5. Anyone knows of anybody, talks to anybody that would be at all interested in helping the three of us,
except your spot,
would be much appreciated. Next item is our March meeting date. Looks like we're going to need to reschedule that.
Yes.
Lisa.
Yes.
Remind me again when it is.
Hold on, I'm gonna pull up calendar. I'm gonna be gone from, hold on.
Normally we would have it on the 14th of March, but you're gonna be gone that week, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna be gone on the 5th and I don't come back until the 17th. So it'll have to be the third week of March. And I don't care any day but Wednesday. Wednesday's my long day at work, so I don't care.
Back to 17th. Well, should we just move it to the next Tuesday then and have it on the 21st?
That's okay with me.
Okay.
Yep, works for me.
Okay, let's do that. Let's set it for the 21st. Okay, Business Oregon loan application phone meeting report. Eileen and I attended a phone meeting with people from Business Oregon. And Kevin Shreve was also in attendance at Civil West. And we discussed our application for the loan. They requested that we have a meeting. And it was with Michelle Bilberry, Tracy Loomis, John Unger, and Rich Rodriguez. I believe that was all. There were four of them.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Eileen, what was your take on it?
Well, my take was that they really would like us to commit to some sort of a dollar amount, and the dollar amount that we were asking for, they were a little surprised at. And when we were talking to them, this Rich kept kind of running some numbers for us. I don't think they wanted to put some pressure on us, but they were putting a little bit of pressure on us. They also stated that the program was changing somewhat. And depending on how things move forward, we may be moved to a different category or a different,
well,
different area.
A different, yeah, because they open
it up. Application process, or
right. They open it up every year, and then you send in your letter of interest, and then they approve
right
those that they want to, and then you're on the books for that chunk of money.
Right.
And if we aren't going to proceed with that one, then we would, I think, have to reapply.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, they basically, you know, they basically said that they had this chunk of money sitting aside for us, Beth. But then on the other hand, it was almost like, well, we've got this money, but we really don't think you can afford it.
Right. I got that same thing from them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And they really did ask us to take a look at cutting the project down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And trimming it down a bit. Right.
Yeah, well, I think it was more looking at it more realistically from, you know, what the community can afford,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, I mean, hopefully this survey that we're doing might shed some light on that.
Right.
You know, but I'm not holding out a lot of hope on the survey. So, but I think it's a necessary step, but I think the other thing that I got from this Business Oregon is that we need to give them an answer sooner than later. And they're willing to wait for us to get this survey done. I mean, they basically said that, you
yes,
know, that get the survey done and figure out how much money we can afford and get it submitted. Because it sounds like things with Business Oregon are changing. That's the other impression I got, is that the
right.
whole application of process is changing. So right. We need to figure out a dollar amount is basically what it comes down to.
Right, but we need to know what we could reasonably do too. I mean, you know, we'd like to do the whole thing, but if we can't do the whole thing, then what can we do?
Right, right. Well, and I think that segues us into our conversation that we had with Civil West, Beth.
Right.
Because I think, you know, until we get somebody much more knowledgeable than us, we're kind of taking a best guess on this stuff, you know. I think the main thing is we, you know, we either keep kicking this down the road or we make some serious decisions on what we're going to do moving forward. And I think that Business Oregon would like us to make those decisions sooner than later.
Right, but yeah. And we did mention to them that we were waiting for the FEMA to see if we can get a FEMA grant.
Right.
But then that doesn't pay for everything.
Right.
That's only a partial.
Right. And I think that FEMA grant is more disaster related and more focused on that tank.
Mitigation, but it's only, yeah.
It's more tank farm related, replacing that tank, if I'm understanding things correctly.
I think according to Tim, it had to do with both the tank and the distribution lines to some degree. So they were being mitigated for against earthquake damage.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. But that FEMA grant is the same thing. You're going to get a grant from them, but you're still going to have a portion of that you're going to have to pay back, right?
Well, they will only pay for 75% of what qualifies under the mitigation, which was not the whole project, which would mean, yes, we would have to borrow money. But then the interesting thing was that the Safe Drinking Water Fund cannot be used in combination with the FEMA grant.
Right, right.
So it would be a different loan program we'd have to go through. And they didn't want to go into that during that meeting because they figured that would take too long, I guess.
Yeah.
So I think we need to look into that a little bit more.
Yeah. That is going to add to our bill. It's just we don't know how much.
What's going to add to our bill?
The 25% if we get the FEMA grant.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
But it's also going to subtract too.
From how much we need. Yes.
From how much we need, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and then that, of course, brought to my mind the fact that we've had some contact with David Gomberg's office, and they said, well, when you get a plan together, send us some information about it. So I was thinking we ought to, and I've been meaning to do this and I haven't, look at the everything that Kevin put together for that loan application to see if we can pull out a summary of our project and send that on to Gomberg's office.
Right. And you know, Beth, that may be something that Kevin can help us with. And I think—
Oh, I'm sure he could.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's the other thing that we need to discuss here is, you know, do we commit to him and recruit his help in this? Because it sounds like they could be a lot of help.
Yeah. And then to speak of that, he invited us to lunch, and Eileen and I did go to a lunch meeting with him, and which was mostly a lot of catch up and casual stuff about the district. But then he did give us a template and talk about what our next steps are at some point here. We need to do a request for request for a proposal for our engineering services for the project.
And yeah.
I think, Lisa, you got a copy of that. They emailed a copy of that.
Yes.
Yeah. But again, for that, we need to have a pretty good idea of what we're aiming for. Are we going to do the whole project or are we going to do partial?
Well, but I think also for that, Beth, he's looking for a commitment from us before he puts a lot more effort into.
Oh, right.
You know, so I don't think, you know, he he didn't make it sound like, look, if you're not going to do the whole project, I'm not interested. It was
but once what that would mean is it's a slightly different RFP type process that the state allows for. It's under the statute, slightly different than your normal procurement for a project. It's for engineering or architectural design only, which allows you to not go through the formal, you know, sealed bid process, even though it's can be a fairly large amount. And it allows you just to get quotes, and you don't have to go with the lowest bidder like you have to go with on the regular sealed bid thing. And they get the whole thing started with doing the design work and continuing on to an RFP for contracting and everything.
Right. They're basically kind of coming in at the beginning.
Right. But that's working, yeah.
Yeah. And working with us through the whole process.
Right. Whatever engineer we would have for that project.
Right.
But
right.
Once they start designing and to, you know, at some point fairly early on, we have to know exactly what we're going for.
Right.
The scope of the project, you know, right. That has to be outlined pretty early on there.
Yeah. Well, I think between now and when we get this survey completed, I guess we just start playing with some numbers, Beth. I mean, I'm kind of in the dark. I really don't, you know. I mean, you got the spreadsheet that I asked Rich for.
Yeah, I haven't played with it. Have you?
Yeah, a little bit. It's there's one part in there where I think it's linked to some other sheets that he didn't send us. But it is what it is. You can kind of plug some numbers in and it kind of changes the numbers for you a little bit. But
well, that was just that front sheet.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
That gives you
it was just that one. It was just that one sheet.
Total financing and the annual debt payment.
Yeah.
Projected monthly. Did it calculate the projected monthly?
And you could kind of plug in some different interest rates. You could plug in a different, grant amount and things like that. And it would kind of change your bottom dollar. So.
Right.
And you know, I mean, that's what Business Oregon is looking for. They're looking for that dollar amount. So,
yeah, they were definitely looking for a commitment from us, either we're going to do this or not.
Right. So. I think if we have to, you know, and we talked about this a little bit, I think if we, you know, if we come to the conclusion that we can't afford to do $4.4 million worth of infrastructure repair right out of the gate, that we do this a little bit piecemeal. And, you know, we take a look at it in a different way and look at what we can replace. And that's where, Beth, I really think we've got to get an engineer on board to help us with that. Because, I mean, I'm certainly, I don't know.
Right. Well, I dug up that old one that Cascade had done for us.
Right.
What, almost 2 years ago, was that?
Yeah.
A year and a half ago?
Right.
You know, and the other problem, obviously, is this isn't going to get any cheaper. So the sooner, the sooner that we can make some decisions, the better. So, and so, I would like to get Civil West on board, unless people are opposed to that. And there again, I do not have the history with these engineers like you and Lisa and other board members have. So, you know, it's easy for me to say, yeah, I like Kevin. It sounds like a good way to go. But I mean, I don't feel like I am really the one to make that final decision. So, but I really think that we need to get somebody else on board that we can start bouncing some of these ideas off.
Yeah.
So I think we can bounce some stuff still off Civil West before we go out for, you know, as far as this RFP for your engine, the engineer for the project.
Well, I just feel that he's going to be somewhat reluctant until he gets some sort of a commitment out of his spell.
Well, we already have a contract for them to do additional work for us, so.
Okay. Oh, okay.
We can have him do that, but.
Okay.
Yeah, he was just, you know, interested in.
What we're doing.
Us moving it along, I think, and he wants to be able to. Of course, he told us, you know, you put out a request for your engineer and we will bid on it. But I did kind of look that up. He said three quotes, but what I'm reading in the statutes is five quotes unless you advertise it. He mentioned something that you had to either give it to three firms,
mm-hmm.
Make sure the proposal was given to at least three firms or advertise it.
Okay.
And what I read in the current statutes is you actually need five.
Five
if you're just
going
to give it, huh?
Five quotes? Or you have
no, you don't. You have to make sure that at least five engineering firms have received the request for proposal.
Unless you advertise it.
Or you advertise it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Either way, there's no requirement on how many you receive.
Right. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But. In this sample that he gave us, this template, it basically means you're pretty much you're kind of generally outlining the project you're going after.
Okay.
Although I'm sure you could reduce the scope, but then if they're going to give you a bid for it, you want the bid to actually match the scope of the work that you're requesting.
Right, okay. Well, therein lies the big question.
Yes.
So.
How much do we go for?
Right. And there again, I think we, you know, our first step here is getting this survey done, you know.
Right.
Which is going to happen in January. And I mean, I'm hoping that they will have that information back to us by the end of January.
Uh-huh.
So.
And then we'll know whether we qualify for any additional grants or help.
Right. But that shouldn't really stop us from taking a little bit harder look at some of these numbers. Right? Because I mean, if we do qualify, all it's going to do is increase the amount that they forgive. It's either 250,000 or 500,000.
Or we go to the USDA.
Well, and you know, Lisa, talking to Kevin, that really sounds like it's a really expensive way to go.
Well, it depends on if they fund 75% of it. You know, like it did Seal Rock. It really depends on how much money they can give us.
Right.
Honestly, you know? Yeah. And if we have, that's why we're going with the USDA, because if we meet their parameters and we qualify for really low income, then they will give us a whole load of money.
Okay.
And that is why, you know, I don't want to make a decision now to chunk that stuff off, because like, you know, you said, I don't know what to chunk off.
Right. Yeah.
So,
I don't,
you know, and I can't make that decision. You know, I can't.
Right. I don't think it's time for us.
So that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
But until we know how much money, if any, sorry, Beth, how much money, if any, we're going to get chunked off, and how much money Business Oregon will fund us, then, you know, we can start having these hard conversations about, you know, if we have to chunk stuff off. But right now, I don't know. So I can't make that decision.
Right. And I would agree. It's not the time to do that. It's just that I wanted to bring up the possibility that we might have to do that and might need to relook at reducing the scope. And it wouldn't take a fresh new look for that anyway. Okay.
So Lisa, are you saying that once this survey is complete, we're going to know whether or not we can even approach for a USDA loan? Is that correct?
Okay. Because it's really expensive, and that's why USDA said go to Business Oregon, because right now, as it stands, we're not going to be able to give you any, we're not going to match any money because you make too much money.
Okay.
So that is why we went the Business Oregon route.
Okay.
But if we're below the threshold, then we can, they have money to match.
Right. Okay.
Which means they'll forgive, you know,
right,
chunks of it.
Okay.
It just depends on how poor we are.
Right. Okay.
Sorry, guys.
No, that's okay.
So what do you guys think of putting together something to send to David Gomberg's office?
That was my next comment. I think if nothing else, we should at least get something sent to him, because it sounds like he's, you know, certainly an avenue.
Right.
And I agree.
They need more than, well, we just need some money for our water system. So
right.
Some details. Yeah. So I think we ought to work on that. I'll try to take a look at what we have, just, and we could run it by Kevin, maybe see if he would recommend anything more. I'm sure he would take a look at something like that.
Well, I would think that we could glean almost all of it from that application. I mean, all the information is right there, Beth.
Yeah.
But it
needs to be gone through. I mean, we, you know, there's a lot of information in it.
Right. But I mean, if he just wants a summary, we should be able to glean most of that.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing that we really are still kind of up in the air in is a dollar amount, but I guess we can kind of come up with that as well. It's sitting there, so.
Right. Well, we can use our last best guess.
Right. Yeah.
And I would go with, you know, of course, the full project, say, hey, we need all this money to rebuild the entire system.
Yeah.
Any more discussion on the application?
I think we're in a holding pattern. I think we wait for PSU.
Right. And so that segues into our next item on the agenda. Is just mentioned to everybody, we recently sent out an email with a letter, and we put up the posters and for everyone to be watching for the survey to come in the mail. And we really need people's cooperation to fill it out, and it's totally confidential. We won't be seeing anything but the end result, that we either have what the median income is for our people here.
Yeah.
And I did get one email question about it from one of our customers who is not a full-time person here. And that was their question was, actually it was quite a few questions that do I have to, is it only property owners? Do I have to be registered to vote?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do I have to be a water customer on, paying the bill? But explained to them that no, it was, if you lived here more than 6 months, then you would be one that we needed to fill out the survey. And it doesn't matter if you're paying the water bill directly or not.
Right.
If you're living here for more than 6 months is what the big qualifier is.
Yeah.
You could be a renter, you could be a homeowner, either way. So next on the agenda is the future meter installation. I totaled up all the funds that we have spent to install the last 10 meters and sent that out to the board. With a summary, and we need to decide if we do more meters soon or later, or and how many we do.
Beth, I think we order the boxes for the meters we have in stock. I think we work on getting these meters that we have in stock installed.
But I don't think we have money in the budget to do all 9 of them.
Right. So, maybe we can kind of earmark some in the area that we put these other ones. We kind of talked about this the other day.
Yeah.
Where it would be nice to have this whole group done, this whole area done, and kind of go from there. But the other thing that we discussed, Beth, is do we continue to spend the amount of money we're spending to get these meters installed if it's something that's going to tie into this whole infrastructure project? Because installing these meters is really expensive. Mm-hmm. It's crazy how much it's costing us to get these meters installed.
Right. Because
the other thing that you had mentioned, because I had mentioned maybe what we do is try to focus on these STRs. And because I think that our full-time residents would like to see that taken care of. And if we could focus on getting those installed, and maybe meter that group of customers like we are with our commercial customers.
That would be a change. We couldn't do that change immediately. In fact, that may even require an ordinance change, but
to meter them?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, to charge.
Yeah, well, by the time we got them all done, Beth, it's probably going to be June, and we're going to be looking at rates.
It would be past then, because we have more of them than we probably have money to do.
Right. But it's least, you know, at least we're doing something.
Right.
But on the other hand, it's, you know, there again, this is costing a lot of money to get these meters installed, and maybe we're better off doing them in a different way. Right. I mean, I know you've made the comment that the meters that we've gotten installed has helped us pinpoint some water leaks in the area. And so, so you've got to kind of weigh that. You know, so
right. I don't see anything wrong with doing some more. I just think we maybe would, you know, I think didn't you and I come up with maybe four more?
Yeah.
It would be
To finish the ones
on close together, so that wouldn't be costly that way. They wouldn't be, they're on spread out. They're on Gladys and Ellie.
Right. There's what, three on Ellie that are left to do?
Right. And one,
and then
on Gladys that would be real easy to do. That
we
found the corpse stop for.
Yeah.
And it is an STR.
Right. You know, but our other problem, Beth, is we didn't have the boxes.
We need to ask Kylan to order more boxes.
Yeah. I think we get some more boxes ordered, and maybe what we do with Highland is just have them kind of check with their vendor once in a while to see what the lead time is on these meters. Cause right now he was saying it was like 4 to 5 months or 5 to 6 months.
Right.
So, you know, but he also mentioned that there might be some reconditioned ones that are going to be.
Right. But we have 9 in stock, and we can't.
Right.
Having Highland do them, we can't afford, I don't think, to install them all under what we budgeted for meters.
Right.
Until, you know, for the rest of the fiscal year.
Yeah. Well, we can at least get these 4 done.
Right.
And get some boxes for the rest of them.
Right.
And, you know.
Well, we have to have boxes for the 4 that we would install. We have no more boxes.
Well, no, we ended up counting. There was 2.
Yeah, we haven't checked with them whether those old boxes would work temporarily or not.
Yeah, okay.
So it may be, you know, April anyway.
Right.
That we would be able to do it. And that would really be fine. We'd know better what our budget is.
Yeah.
But I would say, I would agree. We need to instruct them to
get the boxes ordered.
Get the boxes ordered and paid for, and then we can instruct them. Once those come in, we can decide where we want to put them.
Yeah. And in the meantime, I want some answers on what's going on up there at the tank farm. You know, so.
Yeah.
And I think we all need to cross our fingers that everything doesn't slide down the hill again. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Lisa, you have any comments on meters?
I think we need to do them, but I also think that, you know, they're really dang expensive. But, you know, as long as we don't go over budget, I think we should put in as many as we can.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like the idea of the STRs getting all done. But if, you know, if we need to put a couple, you know, because it's easier to get them done on the Ellie and then one on Gladys, that's good too.
And it may be cheaper, Lisa, just because they're close together, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it really is just kind of a crapshoot. So, and I think, you know, hopefully by then maybe we'll have a little bit clearer picture too, you guys, of you know, we'll have this PSU study back and we'll kind of have a better idea of, okay, this is the path that we're going to go. And maybe we step back from these meters because it's going to get tied into what we're doing long term. Right.
I'm sure they'll be much, much cheaper when, you know, they're built into a big project.
Right, right.
Then along the way, well, yeah, the digging machines out there.
Yeah.
Well, I make a motion. We ask Highland to go ahead and order the boxes and lids for the meters that we have.
Yeah, so I'll second that.
Nine. Any more discussion on that? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's vote. Lisa?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion passes. Okay. We have no ordinances. We have no resolutions. Public comments. Are there any public comments?
Hi, this is Janice.
Janice, hi.
Hi guys, hope everybody's well. Sorry, Lisa.
Don't make her laugh, come on.
I'm sorry. Okay. No, I just have a question about the community hall. I heard it's being used tomorrow night.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm just curious about, because I'm kind of thinking about things, but what is the charge these days for using the community hall? No charge, a charge?
No charge.
For anybody?
Well, it has to be members of the community that use it.
Okay, well, that's what I'm wondering. If everybody in the community is included, then there's no charge. Because that's how it used to be.
We've had some family things that not everyone was invited to, but well, that's okay.
No, that's fine. That's good.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, what's the charge for that?
The charge?
Yeah. There's no charge.
There is no charge.
Yeah. If you were going to have like a family gathering or something, there's no charge for that as long as you're the community member.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. See, in the old days when I was with the board, there was a charge if it wasn't including the whole community.
Oh, okay.
But no, that's great. I just needed some clarification on that. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay. So if somebody in the community wants to have an event there, there's no charge.
Correct.
Okay. Correct. Sounds great.
There's all some right. rules, but there's
and no alcohol. Charge.
Yeah, there's Pardon a number me? Of rules, but...
Oh, I understand that. Oh,
yeah.
No, I know that. Okay. All right. Well, I was just curious about that since it came up tonight. And no, we weren't aware about the event. So no, that's all good. So that's great. Thank guys. Everybody have a good Christmas and I hope everybody stays healthy. Lisa, get good. Get well.
Thank you.
Me too. Thank you.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.
Any other public comments? Are there any other board comments?
I can't think anything about.
Thanks for rescheduling the meeting.
You're welcome.
No problem.
At least I'm upright.
Yeah. Yeah, you just worry about taking care of yourself and getting better, Lisa. I appreciate you being willing to at least hop on tonight so that we could get the meeting done. Okay.
And we're going to have another one here pretty soon.
I know.
Yeah, our next meeting is January 10th.
So that isn't too terribly long. So to wrap up, we're going to try to get that Highland check redone.
Yeah, I will get her a dollar amount in the morning, Beth.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who wants, who should be the one to let Highland know we would like them to order the boxes? You want me to do that?
Sure, go ahead. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And anything else? We're just waiting for the holidays to end. And the survey to get going, which be going out after the first of the year. Okay. Anything else, guys, or should we adjourn?
Adjourn.
Okay. We will adjourn this meeting at what time? 6:58.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Almost a record, probably. Thank you, everybody, for attending.
Well, thanks for running the show, Beth.
Yep.
Yes, thank you, Beth.
No problem.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
All right.